My Chanukah. You might be wondering why are we chazring the sugya of Chanukah when we are already in the month of Shvat. And not only is every sugya precious at all times, but there are a lot of larger yisodos that emerge from the sugya, both in terms of concepts and in terms of insights into the darkei limud. When we began the sugya Chanukah time, we had opened with a difficult kasha on the shiltos. The Rosh in Perek Beis if Siman Tes, Perek Beis of Masachah Shabbos, began by Mamad Likin as the primary locus in Talmud Bavli for the halachas of Chanukah from Daf Chav Alf to Daf Chav Dalet. So the Rosh there in Siman Tes quotes the Shita of the Shiltos. Shiltos is written by the Gaonim, usually attributed to Rav Achai Gaon, the first post-independent, post-Talmudic halachic sefer. When he discusses Chanukah, sefer, the Shiltos says that after Chanukah is over, you need to destroy whatever remainder you have of the Psilos and Shmonim. Moser Shemesh Ebener. From one night to the next, you can use the leftovers of last night, but the morning of the eighth, you're not going to use it for anything else. Bismaneim, they used oil and wicks for illumination throughout the year. To have it at the front door was unique to Chanukah, but to have it inside the house, that's the way you turn the lights every single night. The Shilta says you cannot recycle it, you cannot reuse it, you have to destroy it, you have to incinerate it. It's a very difficult position, the Shiltos, because it seems to fly in the face of the Farisha Gemara beginning of the fourth parak of Megillah, Daf Chavav Amud Aleph. Can you hear me, Avidan? Gemara Megillah, Daf Chavav Aleph, gives us instructions for how to dispose of Divrei Mitzvah, La'achar Zman HaMitzvah. And the Gemara Megillah clearly differentiates between Tashmishe Kedusha and Tashmishe Mitzvah, Tashmishe Kedusha Nignazin, Tashmisha mitzvah nizrakim. Tashmisha kedusha go into geniza, what we often call in Yiddish shemus. It can't be thrown out. What goes into shemus and what's merely a tashmish mitzvah that doesn't go into shemus? All these items are used for mitzvahs. The answer is sefer Torah tefillah mezuzah or accessories to sefer Torah tefillah mezuzah. Those are tashmisha kedusha because they're connected to Torah, because they're connected to Kshem Hashem, and so they have to go into geniza, or as we say, into shemus, because they have Shem Hashem, or otherwise are connected to Ksav Shel Torah. As opposed to Sukkot, Lulav, Tzitzis, Shofar, which were used for mitzvahs, but are not connected to Shem Hashem. So, La'acha, B'shas mitzvahs, and they have Kedusha. That's what the Gemara says in Masechus Sukkah. The Midah Torah, Midrabanan, Chal Shem Shemayim Al Sukkah. But after Sukkot is over, and then there's no longer any unique Kedusha, even let's say the Esrig. So if you had set aside the Esrog for all 7 days, you can't eat the Esrog until Sukkot is over. If Meirosh, you had a different Esrog for every day of Yontif, so then you can eat, well, once you're done with the Zman that you had set aside for this Esrog, you're done. So the question is, Tafel Chamim Ne'ikr, how could it be? Or more Machmer under the Drabanan than under the Daraisa? Sukkah, Lulav, Tzitzis, Shofar, Lachar, Zman HaMitzvah, you could dispose, you can throw, you throw in the garbage, politely. Be'ofen Mechubad, you can throw in the garbage. And then all of a sudden here, or you could use it personally, if you're not just throwing the garbage, not just Mizrakin. You're after Sukkot is over, you're allowed to eat the Esrog. You have personal benefit from the Esrog. And the Ner Chanukah, not so every once in a while, Chazal will impose more chumras on Drabban than Daraisa. It's very hard to understand why that should be the case here. Why is it Ner Chanukah merely Tashmisha Mitzvah? And therefore, lachazman mitzvah, there should be no remnant of the kedusha. So, this and many other points seem to feed into an idea that the Baal Hamor develops explicitly, and that Rav Shechter and others see as underpinning a lot of Hilchos Chanukah, because there seem to be a number of Rishonim of the opinion that Ner Chanukah is not only Pirsumei Nisa, but it's also Zeichel LaMikdash. The Gemara tells the beginning of the last parak of Rosh Hashanah that Grugs rise from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, I believe, Sion hi dorish, Einla miklal debaya drisha. The Navi complains, No one's being Dorish Tzion. So apparently you're supposed to be Dorish Tzion. How is one Dorish Tzion? How do we express our interest in Tzion? So by the way, express interest in Tzion is by davening. And perhaps farther away we express our interest in Tzion, Bizman Hazeh, is by doing practical things to seek to return, to geographically return to Eretz Yisrael, or to seek to hasten the coming of Gula. But the Gemara says another piece of Drushas Tzion is not just looking to the future, but right now continuing to replicate certain practices that were mitzvahs d'oraisa in the Beis HaMikdash. So we're supposed to replicate those practices outside the Beis HaMikdash, and that's a zeichel hamikdash. Doing things for zeichel hamikdash is a fulfillment of Drushas Tzion. And so the example that one of the examples there at the beginning of the last paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah says that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was masakein achar churban bayis sheni, that Jews all over the world should shake lulav on Chol Hamoed Sukkos. Min haTorah, all over the world you shake lulav b'kav duchem yom rishon, just on the first day of Yom Tov, just on Yom Tov Sukkos, not Chol Hamoed. Min haTorah, you do shake lulav on Chol Hamoed in the Beis HaMikdash, or smach d'lefnei Hashem akeichem shivas yamim. But until the churban bayis sheni, outside Beis HaMikdash, you only shook lulav on Yom Tov, not on Chol Hamoed. Achar churban bayis, Yochum Zakar's Mesach, and the Jews all over the world should shake lulav throughout Chol Hamoed as a zeicher l'mikdash, to replicate what we did in Beis Mikdash. And there are other examples of this. Also, the Zohar speaks of the challah on Shabbos as in some way replicating, corresponding to the original Shabbos bread, the lechem panim Beis HaMikdash. Maybe other examples also. Rabbi Ganak is fond of. I'm very fond, I should say, of Rabbi Ganak Sahara. I heard from him many, many years ago. And Menachem Ganak, the fact that we rinse a clean, cold water after kashering is Zeich LaMikdash. So what the Pesukim say in Parashat Tzav, that's how you would kasher Kalim in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, you have to do hot water and cold water, Mariko Shtifa. So the fact that we do the cold rinse after Hagala and boiling hot water may be a Zeich LaMikdash. So you have this concept of Zeich LaMikdash. So the Baal HaMor appears to write, also beginning of Bema Malikin, beginning of the second paragraph of Shabbos, that Ner Chanukah is also a Zeich LaMikdash. And that may explain many, many, many things. So no one explains this Shiltos. That we treat the Ner Chanukah as though it's a Davar Kadosh. Because it's replicating. I mean, the Tzil Sur Shman in Beis HaMikdash, you could not use the leftovers for personal use. Items in Beis HaMikdash do have durable kedusha.
Well, couldn't it be used for a different carbon? Meaning in the Beis HaMikdash they were lighting the menorah every day.
Right.
They couldn't reuse oil if it was left over.
They could perhaps use it for the next day, but you couldn't take it home and use it at home. You couldn't light it. You use it for only secular.
It's not like we could just.
Okay, but still, it has it, as a way of replicating the Shem and Shem and Mikdash. We treat it with a similar type of sense. We're not makdish it chas v'shalom. Then you have a real meila problem. But we keep
the
keilu.
Would the shilto say if we had a minhag to light every day? Would the shilto say you would be allowed to reuse?
The shilto does say you can reuse from day to day. He says in the say you can use leftovers the first day for the second day, the leftovers of the seventh day for the eighth day. But once you're done with day eight, now there's no ner shel mitzvah left, you cannot use it for chulin. So that's one, yeah?
Does that then apply if I use wax candles?
Potentially, you couldn't reuse them for any secular purpose, according to Shultz. So you would either destroy them by incineration or wrap them up, put them in the garbage, but you wouldn't... He doesn't mandate geniza. He doesn't mandate burying it, but he does assume you're not allowed to use it for your own personal purpose. Right. So that is true. We don't require that you use Shemen Zayizach, although that's ideal. But we do require. We'll get back to it in a couple minutes. Get back in a couple minutes. So again, so one afkamina in this idea of Zeich HaMikdash. Is the idea of the she'iltos. Another major nafkamina might be that in the Gemara of Maichanuk, the Baal Chafav from Beis, the Gemara quotes the Megillas Tanis, which tells the story of Chanukah, and then speaks about the Takana of Chanukah, And when they speak at Takana v'Chanukah, so the Braisa writes that Lashon Acheres Kavam Asom Yom Tov Bahal V'Hoda. The main is Yom Tov Bahal V'Hoda. Baba Ner Chanukah. The Braisa, ironically, in telling the story, the Braisa focuses on the Neis Hashem and not on the Neis HaMulchama. But when the Braisa speaks of the Halachas of Chanukah, there's nary a mention, apparently, of Ner Chanukah. Rashi says, Halal is Halal, and Hodah is Al HaNisim. Now the Rambam, as we saw, the Rambam actually does seem, if you read the Rambam slowly and carefully, the Rambam seems to translate Halal v'Hodah as Halal and Ner Chanukah. He does seem to see those are the two primary takanas of Ner Chanukah. Rav Zsoltis develops, and that's why, in fact, the Rambam has two prakim hilchos Chanukah. Megillah and Chanukah are together. The first prakim alef and beis are Megillah. Prakim gimel and dal are Chanukah. Specifically, per gimel is Halal, per dal is Ner Chanukah. That corresponds well to where the Rambam sees the two core mitzvahs midrabanan are Halal and Hodah. Halal and Ner Chanukah. Halal is in per gimel, Ner Chanukah is in per dal. And again, we discussed one needs to think about in what sense is Ner Chanukah Hoda'a. And it's not just a fact. Rambam seems to say that's what Chaim Freeland develops in Sifsei Chaim, in his Sefer of Machshava on the Yom Tovim. So he develops in more than one essay. According to the Rambam, to say that Ner Chanukah is Hoda'a as opposed to only Pursuma Nisa of the past, it says it's not just Pursuma Nisa, but it's supposed to evoke a sense of gratitude, not just to know what happened. There needs to be an emotional reaction that's then going to move me forward, and that's going to evoke future action. So that's the position of the Rambam, that Hodah does mean, surprisingly, Ner Chanukah. Sort of the simple reading of the Braisa, Hodah is often used as elsewhere to refer to the Bracha of Modim. But then the question is, where's the missing menorah? So what Rizalti suggests is that, as you said, that in Achanami, they were not originally Misakin Ner Chanukah. That Bryce dates back to the days of the Bayi Sheni. So the original Takan of Ner Chanukah, the Rama writes that the Chachmei Osa Adar Misakin Ner Chanukah. But Rashi Lechora thinks that they were not. Zsolti says, why? Well, because that this Bahamar, they were only Misakin Le'achar HaChurban as a Zeich HaMikdash. There was an original Takan of the Yontif of Chanukah. It was the Yontif with respect to Sein Hal and Sein Hal Nisim, and that was it. Even though you have to, I think, add a little bit. Even though clearly it's clear in the sugyas that Ner Chanukah is meant to serve as Pursuma Nisa, but apparently, I think the way to understand it is that there is a discussion in Maseches Megillah about the propriety of being Masaki new mitzvahs to make gezeros that clearly Chazal are authorized. To make a new mitzvah, that's something we're more hesitant about. The Gemara seems to say, Rishonim there say there was some debate about Kivuni Lidoros. The Gemara says there was two debates in the aftermath of the Netzah Purim. Kisvuni Lidoros and Kivuni Lidoros. Kisvuni Lidoros means that was a discussion whether or not Megillas Esther be included in the Sifrei Tanakh. Kivuni Lidoros was a question whether or not they would be Masakin, formerly a Yom Tov of Purim, with new mitzvahs to Rabbanan. And that was a debate that something Rishonim pick up on. Terms of the propriety of, is it a Baal Tosef to create a new mitzvah? So there needs to be valid cause, maybe there needs to be proper structure. We're more hesitant to create new mitzvahs Rabbanon than to create new Isurim Rabbanon for that reason. So perhaps one would suggest, according to Rashi, that for Pursuma Nisa alone, we wouldn't create a whole new mitzvah of Hadlakas Neris. Say hello. Hello, Al Nisim. But to create a whole new masa mitzvah, Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, that was only warranted by a combination of two different components. Both the telos of Pursuma Nisa, as well as the telos of
Zeich HaMikdash is Pursuma Nisa also.
Maybe, perhaps. It's a good point also. Maybe there's less need for Pursuma Nisa during the era of the Beis HaMikdash. And again, so this idea of Ner Chanukah serving not only as Pursuma Nisa but also as Zeich HaMikdash, it explains number one the She'iltos by Moshe Shneim Sheminer. Number two, it explains Rashi, who appears to understand the Braisa that the Takana was not made until later. The Takana of Ner Chanukah was not made until later. Number three, the Baal Amar himself develops it in the context of a difficult steer between Daf Chaf Aleph and Daf Chaf Beis and Masechta Shabbos. And the question is about the propriety of being Mishtamish L'Or HaNer. On Daf Chaf Aleph, the Baam Chaf Aleph from Rav to the top of Chaf Aleph and Beis, the very, very first leg of the Chanukah Sugyas, one of the issues the Gemara raises is whether Asa L'Shtamish L'Or or Mutz L'Shtamish L'Or. Machlok is HaTanan. There are leads that Machlok is HaTanan, and that drives what type of Psyos L'Shmanu you're allowed to use on for Ner Chanukah on Shabbos. And the problem is that an Amud later, Chabez Amud Aleph, the Gemara seems to reopen the issue, but with no apparent connection to previous sugya. The Gemara discusses Bimartza Mos L'Oraner, counting money L'Oraner. And the Gemara says it's Aser. Gemara briefly has a kasha, but says no, shuts it down, it's Aser. And why is it Aser? Because of Bizui Mitzvah. The Gemara points out there a rich sugya Chabez Amud Aleph. The concept of Bizui Mitzvah cuts across many areas of halacha. It's rooted in Kisui Adam. You cannot do Shechita with your feet because you can't. But you're not allowed to do Kisui Adam with your feet. You physically could, but it's wrong to do it because of Bizui Mitzvah. And the Avu and the Kul Adam, the Gemara says, that Kisui Adam becomes the source, the paradigm for this idea of avoiding Bizui Mitzvah B'chol HaTorah Kula, including Ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to count money L'Or HaNer because of Bizui Mitzvah. So how come you have the two sugyas that don't seem to be talking to each other? The Chaf Aleph, it's a Machlokas, Chaf Beis, it was a brief kasha, but it seems like a pretty clear maskana. And Chaf Beis, you have the explanation of Bizui Mitzvah. Chaf Aleph, we didn't give an explanation. Chaf Beis, we specified money. So the Rambam was of the opinion that we meant you cannot even count money. You cannot even count money. As the Rambam seems to say, and the Rabbanim Melchamis expands on this more, that Chiddush is even a Davar Kal. The Mamash, you sit and learn or read or do something extensive by our Ner, of course you can't do that. The Chiddush is, you cannot even count money. 1, 2, 3, you say, I want to see how many quarters I have. I want to see if this is a 20 or a 10. It's a couple of seconds. Even a Tashrish Kal, even that's considered to be a Bizui Mitzvah. Now, it's difficult in terms of how you fit it back with the Goran Chavalv, which seem to present as a machlokas. So it sounds like the case on Chav Beis is more Pashat Aser, not more of a Chiddush. So that's why the Baal HaMor's approach is, from that perspective, very smooth. Baal HaMor says, no. Everyone agrees, after the Kasha and Teretz and Chav Beis, everyone agrees to count money L'Or HaNer that's for sure Aser. Why Bizui Mitzvah? Why? Because that's a Tashmish Chol. It's a secular use. Nothing wrong with counting money, but it's not a Dvar Mitzvah. So you want to count money, but to use our Ner Chanukah, that's a design to the Mitzvah. But, says the Baal HaMor posits that to do another Mitzvah, or Ner Chanukah, is not a Bizui Mitzvah. One could have just argued, one could have said every Mitzvah has its own sort of identity. Baal HaMor says, no, to do some other Mitzvah, or Ner Chanukah, that's not Bizui Mitzvah. And therefore, from a Daf Chav Beis perspective, it will be fine. And he says that's what's being adjudicated on Daf Chaf Aleph, and the subject of Machlokas is, well, of course, you all agree you can't do a Tashmish Chol or HaNer, that's a Bizui Mitzvah. But how about a Tashmish Mitzvah or HaNer? That's not a Bizui Mitzvah. So some say, Nechanami, Mutr Lish Tashmish or HaNer. You're allowed to not to count money or some other Tashmish Chol, but to have a Shabbos Suda to learn a Sefer, Gzundate, Mutr Lish Tashmish or HaNer. There is at least some use which is Mutr Lish HaNer, if it's a Dvar Mitzvah, and that's what drives the concern of the flickering candle on Shabbos Chanukah, because you'll be doing some things. Oh, I know you might be learning from a sefer, you might be eating a Shabbos Suda. Let's hold the questions for now. And so then the question is, so what's the rationale for saying also Shabbos Aroner? Even Dvar Mitzvah is also, but it's not a Bizui Mitzvah. And that's what the Baal HaMor says, the answer is, but the Manda Amar, the also Shabbos Aroner, that use, benefit from the candlelight is comprehensively forbidden, even if it's not a Bizui Mitzvah, even if your intended purpose is a Dvar Mitzvah. Why would I forbid that? Because of a second concern, that is, that Ner Chanukah is Eichel HaMikdash. This is what Baal HaMor formulates it. That when Chazal Masakin Ner Chanukah, Zeichel HaMikdash, so to reflect, no pun intended, but to reflect the Zeichel HaMikdash aspect, they said you can't use it for anything, even for another Dvar Mitzvah, similar to the Ner Shemimikdash. So the Shiltus is sort of like another dimension of that. Think about what's happening afterwards. Quantitatively, it's going to extend even La'achar Chanukah. And the Baal Mor is thinking qualitatively, for what do you use the Ner Chanukah right now? So those are three nafkaminas in Rishonim. The Shiltus about Moshe Hashem Shabiner. Rashi about the timing, the timing of the Takav Ner Chanukah. And the Baal Hamor about the whether or not I'm allowed to mishtamish l'or haner when there's no bizni mitzvah, which he believes to be when I use it for another devar mitzvah. The Rambam consistently disagrees both with Rashi and with the Baal Hamar, and he seems to also disagree with the Shiltos. The Rif explicitly disagrees with the Shiltos. The Rif says you're allowed to use even during the nights of Hanukkah. He says also shamish l'or stops once you're after the Shir's Man. After the first half hour, you can use it for whatever you want. That's the other extreme from the Shiltos. He said you can't even relight it after Hanukkah is over for your own purposes. And the Rambam appears to, it's a delicate read, the Rambam, he appears to side with the Rif. I mean, the Rambam Lishitaso rejects Zeich LeMikdash on all three sides. Then we spoke with a few more Nafkaminas also, several Nafkaminas in Achronim, and later Rishonim. The Beis Halevi in his notes on the Chanukah Sugis, published in the Sefer on Ala Torah in between the Bereishis section and the Shmos section, he has his notes of his from learning the Chanukah Sugis during Chanukah, and he has that line that it's a minig yeshiva, it's an old minig yeshivas to learn the Chanukah Sugis. I figured out also the kind of minig yeshivas, so because I had a few ha'aras when I was learning, so I figured I'd put them down on paper. His few ha'aras, how that? Gevald, chaval azman. So one of his many gorgeous insights is he appears to say that that's Pshan Kavsa Zakukla. There's the notion, say the Kavsa Ein Zakukla, right? The Gemara has the other issue that the Gemara raises in the opening sugya, Chaval Fomalav to Chaval Meiz, is if the Ner Chanukah goes out, I lit it, I have to have lit it in a way that it could have lasted for a half hour, or whatever the Zman is, Achitech HaRegimashog. But it's not that I didn't give it sufficient oil. It's not that it was such a low-grade oil wick that it would probably go out. It was grade B. It probably should have lasted, but it happened to go out. Okay. Or, you know, it flickered out, or there was an unexpected gust of wind. So I say, Kavsa Zakakal, Kavsa Zakakal. It went out. Am I still Zuck? Am I still connected to it? I have to relight it or not? So, Pashas, you should have assumed, of course, Kavsa Zakakal. The mitzvah pursue Nisa, what does it help that I lit it? It's not, it needs to be lit. Kavsa Zakal, Kavsa Zakal sounds like a machlok is whether Adlakas Neres Chanukah is a chovas maisa or chovas totzah. Is it a chovas maisa or chovas matzah? Do I have to do a hadlaka? The sort of hadlaka that would last for 24 half hour, but it's really a chovas maisa or a chovas matzah. I need the situation, I need the result, it needs to be lit. Pursue Nisa, of course, would warrant a chovas matzah. What does it help you put up the ad if it came down? As a Beis Halevi appears to say that this idea of Zeich LeMikdash may explain why they would have set it up as a chovas matzah. Maybe that corresponds to the way the mitzvah lakas haminorah Beis HaMikdash works. If that's the case by lakas haminorah, so that would explain why they carry that over here as well. That was a fourth nafkaminam. A fifth nafkaminam is the position of the Beis Yitzchak. This comes back to the question that Gavi had mentioned before. The tshuva Beis Yitzchak, Rizka Shmelka, Sarah Shechter points out that he has a tshuva where he assumes that unlike Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah requires a tangible, identifiable, separable psilos and shman. It has to be a wick and it has to be a fuel. And that's why he thinks that an electric bulb may not be acceptable, even though it's acceptable for Ner Shabbos and for Ner Abdullah, but perhaps not for Ner Chanukah, because you have the psila, you have the filament, but there's no tangible fuel. Some would say if it's a battery powered is better, and others reject the basis because they may have you need to have Shema. That's why some assume that that incandescent bulbs can work for Ner Chanukah, but Yitzchak Shmalkus assumes that it does not, because you lack shemen, and he also assumed that on the other hand, Bunsen burners are unacceptable, or let's say a gas burner is unacceptable because that's right. There's just shemen and no psila. So that's another application of this idea of the another nafkamina of this idea of Zechel and Mikdash. And finally, there's also Darki Moshe Kotz Kobo. Yet another nafkamina. Avnezer has a nafkamina. With this we close. Avnezer has a nafkamina. Avnezer thinks that if you're going to be Mahadir, and you're going to have specifically Mahadir Mina Mahadir, you're going to have more than one Nair per person. Avnezer thinks there needs to be all in one kli, either one Chanukiah or separate lights, but on a tray that has a rim, so they're all encompassed within one kli. If you're just going to put down tea lights or separate candelabra, separate candlesticks on a counter or a shelf, Avnezer says that's not you're not mekayim the hiddur, because Eichel Mikdash has to be a single kli. The menorah was a single kli. The show has to be a single kli. Shechter tells that only he could say this, not himself. That apparently the Rav was thought that this position of Avnezer was absurd, and they said so in Shir. And someone said to him, but Rabbi Shechter, at the time, was a young man in the dorm, was lighting whatever he was lighting. Was makpid to have a tray. So the Shechter says over that the Rav said, "Tell Shechter he's crazy." The Rav thought that this is an absurd. I don't think the Rav thought that the Zeichel Mikdash is an absurd way to understand that. That's Machlokes Rishonim, but he thought that he didn't think that the Avnezer's application of it was the health water. Avnezer obviously did think.
Bottom line,
it was tenable. And so Lamaisa, we have how many Nafkaminas? And this idea of Zeichel Mikdash, Machlokes Rishonim. You have the Shiltos of Amos Hashem and Shemaner. You have Rashi, who appears to say the Takan of Ner Chanukah came later. You have the Baal Hamor, who explains that that's why you can't even use it, the Or HaNer, for Divrei Mitzvah. You have the Beis Halevi about Kafsa Ein Zakukla, rather. You use the Kshmelkes of Psilos and Shmanim, and you have the Avnezer about Kli Echad.